Talk about a 1-2 punch. Hurricane watch for coastal Louisiana. Two big storms heading their way. Jim Ryan from ABC News is in New Orleans watching these storms very closely. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. The good news is that the hurricane watch for Marco has been dropped. That storm has fallen back below hurricane status and is now a tropical storm, but it's still approaching the Louisiana coastline. It's already bringing heavy rain to the Florida panhandle. And, you know, they gauge hurricanes based on the strength of their winds, which isn't always really a fair assessment because it's still going to bring a lot of rain to this entire region. The next storm in line, though, Laura, is likely to be a hurricane when it comes ashore, perhaps on Wednesday. That's going to top this water that's falling from tropical storm Marco and create the possibility for some really horrific flooding all across this region for the next couple of days, Paul.
This is the time of year for hurricanes, so that's not unusual, but to get one right after the other, that's rare, isn't it?
It is. In fact, there have never been two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, as far as anyone knows. It's not likely to happen this time either because, again, Marco has died down below hurricane status, and Laura has not quite made its way into the Gulf proper yet. But it's still very unusual to have this kind of 1-2 punch. Back in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina came through and devastated New Orleans, the next storm in line, Rita, came about 3 weeks after that and caused its extensive damage again along the Texas-Louisiana line.
And certainly there in New Orleans with those storms, it wasn't even the wind so much as the flooding. What are the big concerns this time around, Jim?
The flooding again. That's going to be the major impact from these two storms. Certainly Laura will bring some high winds to the area, but again, it's the impact of those winds on the water, pushing the water onshore from the Gulf of Mexico and adding into the rain totals that Marco is going to bring. So, yeah, it won't be so much the wind as it is the torrential downpours that are expected. That's why, you know, the wind speed as a gauge of the damage done by a hurricane isn't always really an accurate reflection. Tropical storms have done as much damage as hurricanes in some cases.
How much concern is there right now? Are people making preparations for these storms?
Well, they are, yes. I went to a sandbag location last night. A mountain of sand had been dumped down in Destrehan, Florida, Louisiana. And people were there with bags to fill them up, take them home to their homes to block, to keep the water from coming in their front doors, their garage doors, their patio doors, just to do whatever they can to protect their property. And I suspect that some folks will put plywood up. I saw a little of that happening yesterday in the French Quarter to protect against wind damage to the glass. But, yeah, people are making preparations. They know what to expect, and what they expect is the unexpected whenever a storm like this comes in.
And, of course, you know, there's never a good time for something like this, but, boy, in the midst of the coronavirus, when everybody is trying to stay, you know, as socially distant as possible, you know, the possibility of having to huddle together, that certainly makes things more difficult, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah. And when Hurricane Hannah came through Texas a few weeks ago, the southern tip of Texas, the planning that went into that very quickly was to have more shelters available so that you'd have fewer people, evacuees in each shelter, so there could be some social distancing, requiring everyone to wear a mask, taking temperatures of people going into these shelters, and having a lot more volunteers on hand. So I suspect that Louisiana will take a page from the textbook that Texas drew up a few weeks ago and put the same kinds of precautions in place. Initially, though, emergency planners here are urging people to shelter in their own homes with their own families, people with whom they're comfortable being, that and you know, assuming that they don't have COVID-19 on board.
All right. Well, stay safe there, Jim. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.